the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Education program that they've been doing this week. So he's at school right now, at home.
Oh, you know, and that's wonderful. And again, like I said, I want people to take every opportunity that they can to connect with their children. I know that you do. But sometimes, you know, we become so far removed from what's going on. Some people don't know their kids can't count. They can't read. Someone gave a great suggestion as to, instead of letting your children listen audibly, to put on the subtitles and let them read.
Let them read. Oh,
you know, let them read. Right. You know, trickery. You got to have that mind thing. You got to be one up on these kids. My neighbors next door, I have been working with them, and we're building a little garden because we're going to have some sustainable food, and we've been collecting bugs from all the rain. So we're having a good time. I get up in the morning. I walk with my husband because there's nobody out. So there is still, you know, there's still hope. And I think that we're going to find a cure for this or a vaccine. People just follow instructions. And that's what we're going to do here on The Edge. Dr. Raquel Muller.
Yay!
Yes, here we are on The Edge with April Mahoney. This is the place, Brains, where the conversations pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. We are here talking to Dr. Raquel Muller from Oregon, California, and we're really going to talk about the stress level, okay? For women, just in normal times, we stress, but for the high performance woman, mother, that is, you know, doing everything. Now, we're going to give you some suggestions on how you can re-strategize yourself, how you can slow down, decompress, learn to delegate, and enjoy your life, enjoy your family, and find wellness and peace. Tell us a little bit about you, Dr. Raquel.
Well, thank you, first of all, April, for having me on the show. I'm honored to be here and sharing a message of positivity and encouragement for all the working moms out there who might be feeling the stress right now. So to tell you a little bit about me, I'm originally from Panama, Panama City, Panama, and I've lived in the United States now for 31 years. So I've done all of my education, graduate education in the States. I went to college here. And what I did is I went for a PhD in family psychology. And so I became a psychologist because I wanted to help make a significant difference in the world, and I wanted to serve people. So when I moved to Oregon, though, this was 5 years ago now, decided to actually start my own practice. And I decided in the midst of that, while learning how to create a successful business, that I wanted to focus my attention specifically on moms, the struggle that the working moms go through. And so that's why I decided to, because it was an experience that I knew something about, having been a working mom and trying to balance all of the things.
Tell me some of the pain points. Let's identify maybe 3 or 4 key pain points that women and moms are feeling.
Oh my goodness. I'm going to tell you, number one, mom guilt is very common. It's something that we all have to deal with. When you're working, you might be thinking about, you need to be with your family. When you're with your family, you might be thinking about all the things that you got to do at work. And so that's one. And I think another thing that we all struggle with in general is self-critical thoughts, right? I'm not doing this right. I'm failing. I'm not a good mom. And that was something that I definitely dealt with. And I think, you know, the whole idea of even how to balance all of it, how to make sure that you're taking care of your family, taking care also of your own needs, and doing what needs to be done with work, making an impact in the world with your work. So I think those are, you know, 3 major things that I see happening with moms a lot.
And, you know, all this make work, you know, meeting on the meeting to see what we're meeting about, always talking about, oh, I'm so busy. You know what? Busy doing what? Sometimes. as you said, what is important is, are you making an impact? You can do one or two small things that could change the trajectory of your life, your family's life, your business. You don't always have to be doing a bunch of stuff. Okay, so you gave me three pain points: balance, guilt, and negative self-talk.
Yes.
Give me the solutions to that. Let's start with the balance. How do we work with balancing our life?
The balance, yeah. Well, first of all, is to realize that balance, the way that we might think of it, like everything being equal, is not sustainable. It doesn't look like everything is always equal, right? First of all, is that balance, sometimes it might look like you might need to spend a little bit more time at work because there's something going on there that needs your attention, or if you have a business, on your business. And there might be other times when your family requires more of your energy and attention and time, and so then you go there. And so it's basically creating balance, but really more in the long term, right? And I think also in regard to balance, it's like you said, is what are the important things? Because we can all get super busy doing stuff that in the end doesn't matter. And so it's finding the things that are really needle movers, whether in our family, in our personal life, with our spouse, with our friends, and in our work, finding the things that are most important and focusing our attention on that, and maybe being willing to let go of some of the stuff that isn't
right
as important.
Learning how to delegate.
Yes.
Teach your kids how to cook. Have your man wash the clothes. You know, maybe you want to go out and do the gardening. Maybe you want to learn how to change the oil. But learn how to do those things. And also, self-care is a part of that balance. Go for a walk, meditation, go get your nails. Well, can't go out and get your nails done. Do your own nails. You know, call a girlfriend on the phone and have a chick chat for 20 or 30 minutes. All of that is a part of balance as well. Now let's talk about, how do we get over the guilt?
Yes. So the guilt, I think it relates also, again, to the idea of balance, right? Because the guilt comes in a lot with when moms are working, they're wondering, oh my gosh, am I not spending enough time with my children? First of all, one thing that I want everybody to know is this, right? Let's look at the long view of things. So what I mean by that is, if you happen to not be able to go to your kids' every single soccer game or every single practice, I don't think they're going to come back in a few years from now and go, oh, mom, by the way, that season, you know, 2019, 2020, you were only at 8 out of my 10 games, you know.
Exactly.
They're not going to say that, right? What's really important here is, what is it that you're creating? Are you creating an atmosphere where you're building that relationship? Because those are the things that they're going to remember the most, is those little rituals. Like every Sunday morning, we used to have pancakes, you know, at our house, or we used to go volunteer together at Thanksgiving, or, you know what I mean? Little, like those moments like that, that in the grand scheme of things, that's what's going to make the biggest impact and the biggest difference, is the quality and also being present in the moment. So if you're going to work, and put all your energy there. When you're with your family, then put all the energy there. Put the phone aside. Don't go on your email or your social media. Just be present in those moments so that they know that you're there for them and you can enjoy them more.
Absolutely. And also, as a culture, you know, your culture and my culture, family is everything, la familia, you know. That is what is important. That is the nucleus. You can make $1 million, but if you're never there to really enjoy that quality time, you know, it is all made in vain. Give your man some time, some quality time, okay? Relationships are very, very important. Have some good sex. Ain't nothing wrong with that. It's a stress reliever.
Totally, totally. Exactly. And you know, I find also that one of the things that happens with moms is they get thrown so far into just taking care of their kids that they neglect their marriages and their relationships.
Right.
Significant other. And I think that's a mistake. We need to continue to nurture that. And also, like you pointed out, the friendships. We all need a tribe, and we all know that it takes a village. Now more than ever, when so many of us are living away from our relatives,
right?
We don't have that ready-made community. So we have to create that community by connecting with other people who are encouraging and supportive and have positive things to bring.
Right.
As opposed to like more drama.
Right? And you know what? And I want to add on that because that was a perfect segue. This is a time to make amends to brains. You know, if there are people there that you've had a little kerfuffle with or whatever, they don't have to have a front row seat in your life. But don't harbor that guilt and that animosity. That takes up space. Lighten up. This is a world pandemic. We ain't playing here. This is an unseen, invisible enemy here. You might need your neighbor next door. You might need Aunt Mabel. She might need some milk or bread, and she pissed you off a while ago. Don't let that guilt fester in your heart because it's taking up space. Now let's talk about negativity and how to change the neuro-linguistic programming in your brain. How do we talk to ourselves differently, Dr. Muller?
I think that it's real important to not put ourselves down. So many times I hear women saying things like, oh my God, I'm so stupid, or I'm so old, or I'm so whatever. Be mindful of the way that you talk. That stuff sticks, and it's really more powerful than we realize. And guess what? When we say things like that to ourselves, that comes out of our mouth, who's listening to that stuff, right? And so we need to represent the change that we want to see in the world and how we want our children to be, right? If, you know, I often encourage people to think about, you know, would you want your child talking to him or herself in that way? Right? And oftentimes, most often the answer is no. And that is hurtful when we hear our kids talking to themselves in a derogatory way. And so why is it okay for us to do that? And so I encourage people to cultivate self-compassion a lot. For example, yesterday I was talking with a client who is a single parent. Now her kids are home with her. And she's got a job, which fortunately she can do from home, but now she's trying to handle all of these things at the same time. And she was really beating up on herself because she wasn't able to keep a handle on everything perfectly like she wanted. And so I encouraged her to give herself some grace because this here, what we're dealing with, is a totally new ball of wax that we ain't never seen before in our life.
Oh, it's a hot mess.
Right? So let's give ourselves some grace. You know, this is something new that we're all adjusting to. And our kids, as much as we need to adjust to what's happening and how do we create routines and structure and rituals and connections to support us during this time. So I think that's really key, is the self-compassion. And paying attention, again, to how those thoughts make us feel. That's one of the things that I do a lot with clients. It's like, okay, so this is the message that you're saying to yourself. How does that make you feel? And when you're in that feeling space of anxiety and fear and depression and discouraged, how is that going to lead to act? What kind of actions is that going to lead to? Is it an empowering thing? Or is it just bringing you down where you just want to veg out and do nothing and check out?
Right. And again, the day starts when the sun rises. Get up, have a routine, take a shower, brush your hair, put on some clothes, prepare yourself as if you are going into the office. That is projected in your voice and in your presence. A lot of people are doing this online stuff. Don't be sitting there slumped over and, you know, sucking your teeth. And, you know, you got to be on point even more so now because you don't have that face to face. You've got the face to the computer. And so you have to put on a brave face. Let's talk about business and how this is impacting women because you're a hard charger. I mean, you had a huge event that was scheduled and, you know, you've had to rework some things and we're promoting it here on the edge. But tell us, how do we adjust to that? Because, you know, folks get funny when their money is strange.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, thank you for asking that because that's something that I'm seeing. And I really, my specialty is serving mompreneurs. And so number one, for me, it's important to stay in my own mental space where I'm able to bring positivity and encouragement to the moms that I serve. I think this here, for me personally, I have found is an opportunity to show up differently. Like you were referencing the online presence. I much prefer to do stuff in person, and I am used to speaking a lot, so I go to in-person networking events, and now guess what? I'm having to show up online, which is something that for me was not the most comfortable. And so now I'm having to pivot. And so that's what I want to bring to other mompreneurs, is that this is not the death of your business. This is where you get creative and pivot and get comfortable with stuff that maybe you weren't doing before, right? And it's also a time to serve.
That's right.
Serve, right? When you show up in that spirit of service, of giving, stuff starts to open up.
Yes. And you're going to reach a whole new audience. Really, brains, you know, by going virtual and online, you're going global. You're going to reach more people and really have more of an impact if you have a tight message, okay? Be sure that you outline what you're saying, what you're structuring. Try not to regurgitate what everybody else has said. Don't come online with these magic potions and notions and all that. Come with the facts. You know, you are the subject matter expert in your world, in your business. People are looking to you to up-level them, support them, and encourage them. Just like Dr. Mueller, she is really working hard to, you know, help women be strong. There's a lot of relationships that are different now. There's, you know, there's lesbian relationships where there's two women. Oh, boy, I bet that can be a hot mess sometimes when people get upset. But you got kids and you still have work-life balance. You still have to understand and respect that. Tell us a little bit about the anthology you were in. I know that you wrote into an anthology, a book.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So I have the book right here. It's called Focus on Speaking.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, hold it just a second so everybody can see it. You guys see that? Focus on Speaking.
Focus on Speaking. And so this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's 10 authors that participated in this book. And it's basically about using speaking as a way to serve and to promote your business, promote what you do, be visible so that people can find you.
Right.
So that's what I wrote on, is my favorite speaking topic, which is the myth of the supermom, is what I call it. And so I love to bring that message, you know, that we don't need to be supermoms, we just need to be ourselves. And that's what our kids need the most. And I wanted to also go back to what you said about, or you were asking me about the event, and we were talking about expanding our reach and showing up more places. And I realized, you know, just, I was looking at meetups, for example, and I realized there were meetups that I was never able to go to because they're in other states and stuff like that, or in a faraway city. But guess what? Now that everything is virtual, I can show up anywhere, right?
Absolutely.
And isn't that cool? And then with the workshop, what I've done is I've taken it to be virtual rather than in person, because that's, you know, the situation that we're in. And it's making that those adjustments, right? But what that will do too is allow me to serve people on an even larger,
absolutely,
way, right?
And on a budget, brains, you don't have to pay for the hotel. You don't have to pay for the food. You don't have to pay for the travel.
Yeah.
You don't have to be away from your family. Look at the blessing inside of this as well too, because this is what the world is turned to, and it's went really quick. And you know, it's seems pretty much effortless and seamless. It's just not what we're adjusted to. We want that warm fuzzy. We want that touch. We want that hug. Okay, well, here's an air kiss to you, okay? That doesn't mean that I love you any less. That doesn't mean that my message and my impact and my influence is diminished at all, because I'm not there in the room with you right now. We're loving on you. We're coming to you virtually to give you what you need emotionally, spiritually, and financially. So that we can get through this right now. Give us some words and some encouragement. What do we have to look forward to in your world?
Yeah. Well, I think that, again, let's look at the gratitude in all of this.
Yes. Yes.
I was listening to a video this morning with Marianne Williamson, and she was speaking about, you know, the blessing of being with our families more. Being able to slow down, right? This is an opportunity for us to slow down and maybe even get some things done that we have been putting off forever.
Like clean out my closet.
Yes, exactly. Clean out them closets. Get rid of the stuff that you don't need. That's just cluttering up your place, because that's a freeing up of energy.
That's
and
right.
Guess what? When you take out the old, you're making room for the new to come into your life. And that's a wonderful thing. So looking for those blessings. And I have a client, for example, who had been so focused on her work that she put her self-care on the back burner. And so I really encouraged her to take this opportunity to do more of those self-care things, right? Like work on some of the projects that bring her joy and pleasure at home, and doing, you know, like her yoga and stuff like that. I mean, there's plenty of resources where you can do yoga at home with YouTube or whatever, right? So it's, again, it's definitely opportunities. And here's the other thing too. I think there's a lot of positive things that will probably come out of this, like the idea of expanding our reach and being able to make accessible these kinds of positive messages, education, to more people in more places, because now we're using the technology more. And the other thing too that I've been commenting on with clients here this week is about how many employers maybe had been reluctant to put in use of technology, right? So this is a way in which maybe more people will be given the opportunity to work from home. And if that can help.
Let me interject right there too. But yeah. Be careful working from home, brains. Don't be popping off saying all kinds of stuff on the company's computer. Remember, you are still an employee. Okay, now they have even more access to your personal information and data and passwords and all that kind of stuff. So be mindful of that. I'm sorry, doctor.
No worries. Yeah, so we're going to have to rethink the way that we've been doing things.
Right.
And that has always been the case throughout history, right? Something happens and it's sometimes we need big events like this one to kind of wake us up and to create changes on a broader scale. So I think that we can look forward to this is going to pass. And in the meantime, let's do what we can to keep ourselves safe, to make those connections even deep, right?
And make them deep and make them meaningful. This is a great time to journal. This is a great time to write a book. This is a great time to learn how to crochet. It's a great time to play board games. When's the last time you played a board game? You know, me and Mr. Magnificent played dominoes last night and I whooped him. teach your children how to cook. Even learn how to cook yourself. You know, try to stay away from all of the negativity. Quit with all of these homemade remedies. Nobody has a cure yet. If it's not stamped by the CDC and a medical professional with some letters behind their name, don't share it, because you're putting people at harm. You know, they're believing this, they're looking for anything. There's some people that don't have medical insurance, that don't have access to that, and they're believing this stuff. So be careful of the information that you disseminate as well. Tell us a little bit about your online program and what your guests have to look forward to.
Do you mean my coaching program or the coaching,
the workshop that you've converted, and also your coaching program, both.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you. So the workshop is called Reclaim the Woman Within the Mom and Build Your Dream Life. And yes, ladies, it is possible to build out your dream life. Again, this thing that we're going through right now is going to pass. And that's part of what I'm going to address during the workshop is this, you know, how do we stay on the course, on the path to building the life that we want, to creating the meaning and the success that we want, even in the face of crises and obstacles that are going to pop up, right? Because there always will be something.
Right.
And it's also an opportunity to learn some skills around what we were talking about before, that the negative self-talk, the mom guilt. So you're going to learn some juicy skills that are going to help that, you know, you're going to be able to implement right away. That's going to help some good practices there. And then part of what I love to do in my workshops is some visioning. So right now, you know, the future is looking a little bit uncertain. And so maybe looking out 6 months or a year, you know, what do you want to create? At the end of that time period, where do you want to be? Who do you want to be in that time, right? So doing some visioning and sharing that, and then creating some action steps to move forward as even as we're going through this, to move forward in creating that vision of the best person, the best mother, the best employee, the best spouse that we can be.
Yeah. Now, can you do me a favor? Because I speak Spanglish. I got a little bit of Spanish. Can you deliver a message to our Latino brothers and sisters that are out there that are, people are not resonating into their native language that I'm hearing and sharing that on a global platform? And that needs to be a part of the connectivity because we are one. Can you share some words of encouragement in Spanish?
In Spanish.
In Spanish to some of my Latin, because I've got a huge Latin following. I'm working on my Spanish brains. I'm working on it. But sweet. Tell them something. Give them some love. Come on now.
Okay. Para mis hermanos y mis hermanas latinos, quiero mandar un mensaje de esperanza. Quiero invitarlos a que miren esta situación de que va a pasar, y mientras tanto tenemos que hacer lo que podamos para mantenernos saludables, para apoyarnos mutuamente, para dejar ir las peleas, los resentimientos. Vamos a enfocarnos en dejar esas cosas pasar y apoyarnos los unos a los otros, porque nos necesitamos ahora más que nunca. Así es que vamos a seguir adelante. Los invito a que busquen y escuchen mensajes positivos que los ayuden a salir adelante. Y eso es lo que también yo quiero hacer. Les agradezco mucho que estén acá escuchando el programa. Y pues que sigan para adelante. Y si puedo ser de algún servicio para ustedes, me pueden contactar. Mi información de contacto, Miss April la va a poner en las notas de el show para que me puedan contactar si gustan. Y muchas gracias.
De nada. Magnificamente. That's what I'm saying, okay?
Magnificamente, exacto.
That's right. We are talking to people all over the world because we are one. And you are one amazing woman. Thank you so much, Dr. Raquel Muller, for being here on The Edge with me and my brains. Tell them how to get in contact with you. I know you told them in Spanish, but tell them in English how to get in contact with you if they want to do some coaching as well as participate in your online course.
Absolutely. So I'm going to give you the link. So I have the workshop. That's one way. And I have my website, which is www.joyfulimperfectioncounseling.com. That's where you could go register for the workshop. That's where you could also go and learn more about my coaching program. And there's a link in there that you can use to connect with me for a one-on-one conversation to see if my coaching program might be a good fit. And in addition, I want to offer a free document, which is called Guilty to Gracious, Guide to Conquering Mom Guilt. And so that's also available through my website. So you'll have all those links in the show notes. Right, Miss April?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, great.
Over and over again. Okay. So brains, go and listen to other edgy conversations. I'm telling you, I'm at the top of the podcast game. We ain't playing here on The Edge. We are talking about love, redemption, recovery, how to keep your money leveled out. We are giving you factual information that is disseminated to us from medical professionals. We are giving you love, light. We're teaching you how to be a good mom, how to have work-life balance, and we're doing it in Spanish. Okay, ain't nothing but the goodness coming through here on The Edge. Thank you so much, Dr. Raquel, for being here on The Edge with you, with us. We really appreciate you. We value you. And just hang on in there, my sister, you know.
Thank you.
We're gonna make it through. We're going to make it through.
Yes, we are. And we're going to come out stronger on the other side.
That's right. And maybe even more virtual.
Amen, yes.
All right, brains. Again, go and subscribe to everything, YouTube, LinkedIn, Spotify, the whole shebang, so that you can be informed as things come out. All right?
All right.
Stay positive. Bye, doctor. See you later.